My specialty is dealing with emotional, the blues, mental, psychological, unbalanced issues of a relationship, companionship, a marriage, or even if you just happily single. I'm here. I'm here for you. And if any of you are interested in calling in, the number is 1-888-429-5471. Hello and good evening and happy Sunday to those of you who are out there listening. I'm just so excited that you're plugged in listening to me. And hello, I'm Chat with Dr. Black. I'm the relationship specialist. I welcome you to the program here on BBS Radio, Station 2. That's where you're plugged into. For the Sunday 6 o'clock p.m. hour, just to let you know, I'm on air every other Sunday, so today is, I'm losing track of the days. Today is the 13th is what I think it is. Yeah, I think it's the 13th. Sunday the 13th. Next time I'm back on air is the 27th. And if you miss me on for the month of October, then I'm going to be back on air. If you miss me for the month of September, then I'll be back on air October the 11th. Look forward to your tuning in. On the 27th, my goal is to give a shout out to Suicide Prevention Month. And I'm going to talk about some suicidal issues. And so I like to dedicate every month to the cause. And so I have to look up and see what is the month of October. But September is Suicidal Prevention Month, in case none of you knew about that. And sometimes we become a little suicidal when situations are just burdened and heavy on us, and you know, we feel like there's no way out. So I just want to talk about that in reference to relationship, companionship, and then how it plays a big role in your family. But for tonight, we're going to talk about relationships. Is that that's what we are going to do. So I'd like to just give a shout out to Doug and Donald. And thank you so much, Donald, for being on air. Doug and Donald are the BBS owners. So if any of you like what I'm doing, maybe you can hop on board and join in somewhere. So I'd like to tell you, thank you for just tuning in. And my number here, if you like to call, I'm going to give you the number up front, 1-888-429-5471. Let me give that to you again, 1-888-429-5471. And I just want you to remember, I love my two young adult daughters. I do. I'm a mommy of two. One is 17, one is 20. I'm really excited with my senior who's in high school. So I'm just going to give them some love. And my senior is doing her applications and so forth and so on for college. She can't press the button to send until November the 1st, so she's just prepping. I'm really proud of her. And then I have a junior who's at a four-year college, and I'm proud of her as well. So I am a proud mommy of my two daughters, and so I'm looking forward to them being very successful in life. And we do talk about relationship issues and companionships and so forth and so on. So I want to let you know what my specialty is. It's dealing with emotional, the blues, mental, that psychological yucky issue stuff, unbalanced issues of a relationship, companionship, you know, marriage. I'm going to make up a word, marriage, ship. And then, of course, there's single ship. I just add ship onto everything. You know why? Because I'm Dr. Black and I can do that. So I just thought I could make up my own ship. And if you want to, then you can make up your own ship too. So I'm here to give advice and help you come to a peace of mind. So many times we have so much on our mind that we just harbor it, and we just do not have that opportunity to just be able to just, blah, 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 you know, just spill it onto somebody else. So if you need someone to talk to and you don't feel comfortable calling in on this 1-888-429-5471 number with BBS radio.com or internet radio, then you can always call me. I have a website, www.chatwithdrblack.com, all one word. And there is a number on there where you can call me. That number is 1-888-886-7905. And sometimes you may need just that one-on-one. So I'm available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So just feel free to call me and we can go from there. It is a private conversation, just to let you know. Everything we talk about is kept confidential. I have no idea who is calling. And so if you call in, everything is always anonymous. Just like if you call in here to BBS Radio, everything is anonymous. And I have no way of knowing what your number is. So I take phone calls from everyone. So doesn't matter the age, the sex, the gender. It doesn't matter if you're in a female-female relationship, male-male relationship, female-male and male-female. I talk to everybody. I just talk to any and everyone. I'm very open. So if you call, please, by all means, be open. Be open. And so tonight, we're going to be talking about. All right, I'll take that call. Hi, Richard. This is Chat with Dr. Black. Talk to me.
Well, I was going to ask you a question. I have had friends for all my life, like high school buddies. And as we were growing up and all that, we all went our separate ways. They went to college, business, and I went to Army and another way. So we come back together, and we have opinions. And that's a love between brothers. They're like my brothers. But my love life has been like, first one was kind of like, I have seven sisters, so I grabbed her to help her because I seen her get hurt. And I
yes.
let go. And that and it took me almost 15 years after that divorce to even think about being serious with any kind of woman, because you don't want to do that again. It makes you feel real bad. So my way of dealing with it, I came down to see them for a while, and they're like always working, continuously working. And it's probably a very satisfying type of work, but I've watched them, and it would drive me insane. So I came up with this. I'm not an expert at anything, but I know this works. You know, I've been looking at dating sites. Most of them are scams. So
yes.
I say, where do you find a heart? Where do you find a heart? And then I ask advice, like, where would you go? Where would you tell me to go? And being an older gentleman now, I have a hard time relating with the younger crowd, I guess. Or, I mean, some of them, I've heard them say some things, and I'm like, whoa, you know, my mom would slap me. But that's the thing about, you know, dating now. Is after you've had two, and the second one, I know exactly what it was. It was the ideal that everybody wants love, right? And everybody wants it now. And after waiting a while and getting over one block in your life, and then running straight into the first wall that comes up, it's like, oh my God. So, like, I tell people, if you can talk to someone without seeing them, I mean, maybe no profile picture or something like that, a small profile of being introduced, just like you would introduce me to somebody, right?
Correct.
And my honest way of doing something is be a total gentleman and that. But you can do it on text everywhere. Everybody wants to, you can text this person, they can text you. And like people say, well, that could be anybody. That could be, you know, Joe, and you're talking to Linda. And it's like, what the heck, you know? So that is one of the things, you know, today I just like to help from someone like you to turn around and give me, you know, a little bit of advice, because financially, I don't think you should have to pay for love. And overwhelmingly charitable, because I did that with my second wife.
Yes.
That just was a nightmare, you know, because I just wanted to make sure she would never leave.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one, I had to understand, she was different. The injury caused her to become different. Not the difference in I didn't love her no more, but the difference that she had to deal with life differently now, with certain limitations. And, I mean, it was something that she didn't do. It was unintentional. She got hurt while she was in the military, and it was done. We went through the extent of trying to figure out, you know, and we did, and it's like, well, they finally said, that's wrong. That's what's wrong with her. So I kind of dismissed that in my heart 15 years ago.
Yes.
To think about what might have caused me not to be good enough, or when you reach out for somebody and you're too cautious. Like I tell one of my friends, he can go out with the most gorgeous girl. I've seen him. And he'll be like, look at her toe. Look at her toe. And I'm like, don't you understand? It's that one little flaw that makes her one of a kind, makes her where nobody else will have that.
That's very true.
Yeah, and I just try to tell people, there. You know, Martin Luther King was a great man. He said one thing. He said, if we could not see in color, if we all had to see the same.
That's right.
So I was going to ask you.
Yes.
I was going to ask you, this is a serious question. If a person approached you with a concept to take what I'm asking you this advice, I'm looking at you as the professional. If you could turn around and give people advice, like on the radio, like what you're doing right now, I want to do what's called phone dating.
Okay.
And see, that's, I want to talk to you to tell me what to do.
Okay.
I mean, so, when I called you, what is the thing about, as you're getting older, you have to have somebody to take care of? It's just, I think that's the biggest thing in my life right now is, you were used to trying to help this person because you've seen them for, you try to love this person and give them everything in the world, and now you're by yourself again, and you're looking at life and saying,
Richard, not to cut you off, but you stated so many facts about how you feel, and that's truly understandable. And so I get it. However, have I been on a dating site? I have, because I wanted to be able to connect with a person like yourself. See, if I've never been on a dating site, then I can't say, oh, God, that's just the worst thing to be doing. And so now I can personally connect with you now. And so I wasn't not on one dating site. I was on two, and then I hopped to number three, and then I hopped to number four because I was so curious. But as a doctor, a psychologist, I need to be able to understand what you're saying. And you are correct. There are scammers on the dating sites. Not all, but some. And so it's like you have to be able to weed out. It's almost like you go to we're going to go meet at the sports bar, and you have to really determine, is the lady who's wearing that Steeler jersey, is she really a Steeler fan, or is she really wearing that jersey because she wants to get attraction from other men? And so what you have to do is, my suggestion is always, and I've learned, is that you have to feel a person inside out. And what we do as people, Richard, we don't take our time to get to know someone inside out. What we do, it's always the exterior. Oh, my God. I love her. I love the way her breasts sit up. I love that bump on the back. Oh, my God, the curvaceous on her hips. Oh, she looks stunning in the dress.
Primal.
But
you go back to primal. It's like I tell people, it's like a little native, you know. And the thing about it is on the dating services I find now is someone will say, and if I live in California, I live in California. And so when you are talking to them, all of a sudden you're finding out they're from somewhere else.
Correct. But you know, Richard, honestly, it really takes out time to get to know a person, and you're not going to do it in the first conversation. So, I live in California. Oh, what part of California do you live in? And then if they tell you, then If you live in California, then, you know, you have to almost ask more in-depth questions. Oh, how's the weather? So if I tell you, I live in San Diego, and you say, oh, I live in Hollywood, and you say, how's the weather? Yeah. And I tell you, oh, my God, it's burning up hot here. Well, that you would know I don't live in California. I don't live in San Diego, California, because in San Diego, it doesn't get hot.
But doesn't that make it feel like you're a detective now? Because you're kind of like, there's so much deception. Now you're questioning, you know, the truth, and then you have what you just said.
Well, Richard, when it comes to you, see, fool you once, shame on that person. Fool you twice, shame on you. And so you don't want to keep walking backwards. You want to be able to move forward. So in this day and time, 2015 is not the same as it was in 2010, 2000.
Sometimes I miss the good old days because it was a little slower and it's not necessarily slower, but with people on cell phones today, you can't talk to hardly anybody.
And I agree. So you have to institute a level of comfortability for you, and that is getting to know a person from inside out. And I've learned from knowing a person inside out, I don't care about the exterior. You can come with three eyes on your forehead. But what I need to know is you, Richard, you have to get with that person inside out is what you have to do. Is it possible? Yes, it is. Do I think the phone dating, if you instituted phone dating, would it work for you? It could work for you if you went on speed dating.
Experts like you, you're somebody that has an understanding in a way. Academic, and like you just told me, you've had, you know, your life where you've done things and you've trialed and erred, or you've seen these things. And that's the thing about talking with people sometimes. You know, you try to turn around and match people on like eHarmony and all these other ones, and then they turn around and they say compatibility, and you're telling them their life story. And can you memorize someone's life story in a brief amount of time? I've lost 30 years because I worked so hard, like the old days run together. So, yeah. And then people swallow that, and I don't need another divorce.
No.
Everything.
My suggestion would be, and I understand, but my suggestion for you would be joining a local social network within your community, and then you would be able to set yourself up with someone of like behavior, the same as you. If you join a social group within your neighborhood, that would be very, very positive is what it would be.
Yeah, because the bar seems like, I tell people, when I was in the Army, went to Germany, had all the drinking I could imagine, come back here, and it's not the same as when you're just getting ready to turn that age, or you think all your friends are cool. And to me, when you're going to a bar, it's dark, and it's like, the last place you want to meet somebody, unless it's the bartender, she might need some good advice.
I agree. I wouldn't suggest a bar. I would suggest joining a social club, and then joining a bowling club. Yeah. There's more women who are getting into golf. I would say attend the local events that are going on within your community. And I guarantee you, I'm on air every other week. I also have a chat with Dr. Black. You can call me anytime and just keep me abreast. Personal, I am www.chatwithdrblack.com. Just access me and it'll tell you how to contact me. But we can work through it. We can really work through it.
I think that the one thing I always find is my best friends were like brothers, and when we were young, we asked each other, what was the best of times? You know, remember these days? And it's like, we don't even remember the future or the past, other than that 1, 8, or 9 years of our lives.
Correct.
And them and I turn. That's the part that where you come in. Sometimes, you know, people don't understand each other anymore, and it's like, it's not just girlfriends and all that. It's close friends over a long time. You're probably one of the best people.
Well, I thank you. But I will tell you this, Richard, is that if you're still wearing the same clothes that you were wearing at 15, 16, then you haven't grown. Mm-hmm. And so that is how it is even with friends. Sometimes, you know, oftentimes our friends stay within a certain mindset, but then we have to grow. And as we grow, then we move outside of that realm of thinking. And so that's where you have to go. You have to move outside that realm of thinking. And I guarantee you, you'll be so successful. Because if you're still wearing the same...
Believe me, I just want to see everybody have a good time in life. And that's the thing I tell my friends, my family, and everybody. It's just when you're looking these days, I don't know if it's political, and I don't know if it's all that. But when that happens and people kind of take sides, I'm neutral. I say Canada, America, just let's take the borders down. They're my friends. Let's have a big old party.
Well, you have it all planned. And I will tell you this. You know, as if you're happy, everyone else around you is happy as well. And so it starts with YOU. And so
yeah,
I would love to.
You're
very welcome. I would love to start
and
with
I
you.
I definitely will look you up. I will definitely look you up. I promise.
Okay, and I will be giving the number out again. And so if you're able to, if you could just jot it down as I'm giving it out. If not, go to the website, chat, all one word, chat with Dr. Black. I look forward to talking and speaking with you in the future, Richard. You have a great Sunday evening.
Have a wonderful day.
Okay, you do likewise. Hi, Tracy. How are you, sweet love?
Hi, Dr. Black. Thank you so much for taking the call and having the show and dedicating it to suicide prevention.
You're very welcome, Tracy. Thank you for tuning in. How can I help you?
Well, that's why I felt compelled to call tonight. I live in Minnesota in a small community, and we recently had a tragedy in our community here. There was a man who seemed to have had this almost storybook life, and he, this week, took the life of his three children and wife and then his own, and our whole community is, just really in shock over this. And I, it didn't really hit me until today, how connected I felt, after learning that his business was, having a lawsuit, and it seems that that is, what contributed to, this act, and I'm just feeling really incomplete about it all.
And you know, my condolences to your community, my condolences to the extended family, to this, of this man, his wife, and then, you know, to the children. Everyone is innocent, and I'm on LinkedIn, and there was a gentleman who son had attempted suicide. And then I have a close family member who attempted suicide. And I really, like you, we carry these heavy burdens, and you really don't know what's really going on underneath. Because in this society, we're so focused on ourselves. Are we okay? Are we the ones who are being able to be productive? How is our life? And then in some communities and with some people, if you've ever been on Facebook, I have a Facebook page. However, but there's so many people who are about self. And I realized, Tracy, that we have to take out time and start asking people, how are you doing? How are you doing? You know, I made a cake, and I made two cakes, one for me, one for you. We have gotten away from that support that people need in life. And so the burden that you have and the burden that you carry, it is normal as we go through the process of trying to understand and grieve. Why would someone who we thought was of sound mind, was doing well, and had it all together? And so the feelings that you have, they're normal. Those are just normal feelings of a person like you who really cares about someone. So although the burden is heavy, we have to look at how can we correct this and maybe off of this, if you have a nice close-knit community, you all can get together and build a support system so when someone else in the community feels this way, they have someone to call. They have a number who they can reach out to. Because I'm quite sure he thought about his plan prior to him incorporating the act. I know he did. And if he could have just picked up the phone and said, "Tracy, my life is in shambles," and knew that you would keep it secretly for him, or he could have called you anonymously and said, "Tracy, I have this heavy burden on me." And once he tells it, it releases so much anxiety, that depression is lifted because he needed someone to share and tell it with. So my suggestion would be to create a support system. A support system within. Yeah. Is that possible to do, Tracy, within the community?
Well, I think it is. I know that they've talked with like all the schools, and the principals have talked with the children, and they have grief counseling on
yes.
hand.
And
I do feel like, you know, there have been some great class actions to come out of this. Our football team was competing with a rival who is the next door community, and you know they came out with a banner, you know, acknowledging what had happened before their football game on Friday night. So other communities feels like they're reaching out to us and giving support in this time. But yeah, I find it really. You know, kind of sad that people have to put up this facade of everything is always all right when it's not. And, you know, unfortunately, yes. this family didn't have that help available to them. And, but yeah, I think something good will come out of it for the community, and it won't all be in vain.
What I can say is you're absolutely correct. With the crosstown rivalry coming in and acknowledging the children is very supportive, one. And two, with two communities together, that strengthens everyone else. And And, of course, we as educators, we do provide the grief counseling. Believe it or not, children are resilient when they go through this type of situation. Children bounce back quicker than we as adults, because we as adults, we carry it. We try to figure out why, how come, but you have those answers. And now it's just instituting something positive so that there's another avenue for someone else to reach out and give what another suicidal victim or prospective suicidal victim would need. I really commend you for being able to call in and even talk about it, because having a conversation and being able to talk about it is just a release of the emotions that you have yourself.
Okay, well, thank you, Dr. Black, and thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. And if you attend the services, maybe, you know, Tracy, going on your computer and typing up something positive to give out at the funeral to everybody so that they would know that you care, or that the community is caring. Something positive. Like, we are all in this together. We are very supportive, and there's a lot of people out there hurting, believe it or not, who just need someone to talk with. If you can just reach out to maybe 5 people tomorrow and say, "Hi, how are you today?" I bet you'll make 5 people more happier tomorrow than you've ever made them ever in their life, Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to say thank you so much for calling in. I'm on air every other week, every other Sunday. And I'm always available to talk about whatever's on your mind. I'm always here. Thank you so much, Tracy, for being the best person that you are. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you, Tracy. So thank you so much to everyone who's listening in. Last 2 callers were really wonderful. It does take a lot to share of yourself. And so I just want to commend those 2 people. If you yourself are contemplating or thinking about suicide, or have a friend who spoke to you about it, please call in and let's talk about it. The number is 1-888-429-5471, and all the calls are anonymous. If you would not like to give your name out, you do not have to. I love healing people. I love talking to people. I love reaching out to people. And believe it or not, we always need someone to talk with, just someone to listen to us. That's it. And in this day and time, we don't listen to nobody. We're too busy on our telephones, our iPads. You have your earbuds connected in your ears. Your music is up so loud. It's nice just to have something positive given to you, especially when you're down. You know, I'm going to really pray for that community when I get off air, because that's what it's about. I'm constantly praying, so I will just always be able to lend that positive peace. Although I'm not there, I can still extend myself. And so we sometimes just have issues. You know, our first caller, he's looking at dating, and, you know, dating can be so challenging. It really can be. And it's like, wow. So I just enjoy what I do. My specialty is dealing with the emotional piece, the blues, the mental, the psychological, you know, unbalanced issues in a relationship, companionship, marriage, and just being single. You know, single people have a rough time out there. We really do. And then people who are married don't want to be married. They want to be single, and single people want to be married. It's like vice versa. It's like, wow. Almost like blow me down. And then some people are just in a relationship or married by convenience, believe it or not. And so, you know, sometimes we are in a relationship. And how many of you out there who are in a relationship and guess what? There's no sex at all. There's none. No sex. Sexless marriage, sexless companionship, sexless relationship. You think you are dating, but then there's no sex involved. And that happens a lot because we get so complacent, we get comfortable. And if you're married, when it's sexless, guess what? You're more like roommates. It's just a roommate. It is passionless, is what it is. It's sexually unsatisfying. Whether you're in a marriage or whether you're in a relationship. And guess what? It doesn't come overnight. It didn't like, bing, it happened. You just realize that that's what's going on. There's signs, believe it or not. There's signs that let you know that, we're in trouble. Houston, we have a problem. And guess what the first one is? It's obvious that you're not physically involved with one another, whether if it's a hug, whether it is a kiss, whether it is, hey, baby, whether it is, I love you, I'm thinking of you. You know, you start off real strong. It's like the tortoise and the hare. The hare moves real quick, but the tortoise is slow moving. And then it's just so obvious. It's really obvious. And some people, they get complacent. They get complacent and not being physically, sexually involved with one another. Or it's like, okay, well, we'll just have special occasion sex. Like on your birthdays, vacations, anniversaries. And that's really not a good sign. That's like warning. Warning. And that's when everything began to just hit rock bottom. And there's signs out there. And believe it or not, people, they give you the signs. We just do not pay attention to the signs. You know when someone is going to break up with you. Or either you know that someone is not doing well because there are signs. It's all being shown on the outside, the exterior. There's warning signs, but then we don't want to pay attention to that because then we do not want to deal with that individual. We don't want to deal with whatever they're going through. If you have been going through that, please call in. Let's talk about it. The number is 1-888-429-5471. 888-429-5471. Or you can either contact me at 1-888-886-7905. And that's on the Chat with Dr. Black line, which is 1-888-886-7905. You can have your choice. If not, you can go ahead and talk with me now. All calls are anonymous, so you don't have to worry about me knowing who you are. All I care about is getting you to where you need to be, where you're not carrying this burden on you. Now, sometimes some people have biological issues where they say, oh, biologically, I'm just, you know, mentally, I'm just turned off. And that's when the body stops producing that sex hormone that makes you aroused. And if you've gone a long time without it, guess what? It automatically begins to shut itself off. So that could be one. But then you have to take that sex off the back burner. You have to take that biological piece off the back burner. And you have to then begin to tell your mate, look, we're going to have sex dates. I said your mate, not just any and everybody, not no booty call. Some people think booty call is okay. I tell you, being on that dating site, that's what they got going on. All that booty calling. So, you know, if you're with someone, then you tell them, let's have a sex date. And when you have a sex date, make sure you take some excitement. Dress the part. Dress up. Surprise your mate. If he's lacking, surprise him. Go to the romance store and put on, buy the most sexiest, raunchiest outfit. Just don't wear it out. Just keep it at home. And if you have to, you buy yourself some sex toys to entertain, to bring into that relationship. And you always remember, the more sex you have, the more sex you want. So you got to make it where it just sticks, to make sure that your mate comes back for it. Don't get lazy. Don't get complacent. You got to turn it up. You have to make sure you turn it up. You know you're in trouble when you're not touching. Remember when you started dating, you were touching? Now all of a sudden you're not touching? I would have to say, well, go blow me down. Because touching is a different form of communicating with one another. You know, you go out to the movies, you just be outside. You could just walk outside and you have that PDA working, that public display of affection just overly working. So you have to remember, even if you're watching TV, light a candle, please. Just light a candle. A candle is just, it just exudes sexiness. Just something small. Just light a candle and just put it right there on the table while you're watching a movie, cuddled up next to each other. Even if, you know, he's on one side, you're on the other side. But set the tone, or set the tone for her. Guys, let me help y'all out with women. You know, women, we so emotional. Get some glass of wine and just sit. I don't care if you're watching football. I don't care if you're watching some little silly 30-minute sitcom. Put some wine on the table. Light a candle. Turn the lights off, because the TV is enough lights for you. Turn your cell phones off. Disconnect. And if she doesn't want to be close, you know what? Just rub her feet. Just rub her feet. You don't even have to rub the bottom. If you think her feet are crusty or hard, then just rub on top. But just entice her. And ladies, for a man, if you feel he has cut you off, then you do the same thing. Get him his favorite drink, liquor, wine. I don't care what it is, Kool-Aid, lemonade, Arnold Palmer, but set the tone for him. And I don't don't know about her. You know, us as women, we so funny. We raised her. You got to put panties on and a bra. Keep some of that stuff off. You at home. Y'all got to learn to just leave that off. You got to get that dopamine going again. Keep some of those clothes off. Especially if it's just you two. Even if the kids are there. Don't nobody have to know you don't have on your bra or your panties. But just take it to another level. You know, it's just really funny. We just have to make sure that we just take out time for one another. And we don't do that. We get so complacent. Because sometimes you're living a parallel life. You get in the bed on your side, they get on the bed on their side. For real. You got to make sure your lives intersect. You got to work hard. And you just put your relationship, your marriage, your companionship, you put that on the back burner. Because you have the kids and work and friends all before the marriage. And you get into bed, you're so tired. Oh my God. I'm going to tell you now, you have to learn to shower together, bathe together. Bring that excitement. Lather each other up. Enjoy each other is what you have to do. No matter how old you are. I met a 92-year-old man, and boy, oh boy, that 92-year-old man, he was on fire. He was telling me what he was going to do to me. And all I could do was laugh. But he meant it. He had some skills and he knew what he wanted. And I said, at 92, are you afraid that you will have a heart attack? He said, no. So come on now. If someone 92 can light the fire, and you 52, 42, 32, 62. Come on now. Come on now. And all this text messaging, you have to take out time to be face to face. Reach out and touch each other. Let me look at you, because you have to be able to look at a person's facial expressions and get in touch with them. See, no over the telephone is just no. But the way they express it, their whole feeling comes out in the facial expressions. And that's what's so important. You have to always remember, why did you get together initially? Why? Why do we get together? Why did we start liking one another? What was my attraction to that man? What was my attraction to that woman? What was my attraction to my companion? And remember, because more than likely, that person hasn't changed. We oftentimes begin to change, especially if you're pushing that person away. And just taking out time to dedicate to one another will give you that burning fire and desire of why you got together initially. And I'm going to just leave on this note, please. If you are distracted because of someone else, then you are heading in the wrong direction. And we often do this with coworkers. Because you're inexplicably drawn to that individual. And you feel like, I'm going to go put in 20% over here because I don't want to do 80% with my spouse. I don't want to light that fire, rekindle that flame. And being attracted to someone else, it takes attention from where your mind needs to be. And that's connecting with your significant other, your companion, or either your marriage. Because you're so busy being attracted to someone else, it just means that you're not putting enough energy into your own relationship. And like I told a caller a few weeks ago, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And you have to always remember, when you start putting out negativity, how do you think you would feel if it was given back to you? Treat others the way you want to be treated. Remember to spend time, rekindle your flame. Give. Remember why you are with this person. You know, this evening was very full of heartfelt issues of relationships. And when we think about what's going on with ourselves or someone else, it just lets us know that emotionally we're still alive and we're looking forward to resolving that emotional piece of that we have, or either moving beyond where we are. And I think it's very healthy, very therapeutic that you're able to move beyond. Remember, relationships are very meaningful, very purposeful. And if you have a relationship, please take care of that individual. And if you're looking to have one, start with yourself first. And then when you're looking for a significant other, someone to date, someone to befriend, then look at the person inside out. Because when you start looking outside in, it's convoluted, distorted. We get too caught up in what they look like on the outside. And the outside is less important because guess what? Gravity eventually pulls us all down. And then at least you can be connected to the person from the inside. And that's what we need. Inside, inside out. Inside out. So if you can at least tomorrow, as you walk around and interact with people, take out time and look at someone inside out instead of outside in. And I learned that a long time ago, to view people as inside out. Because I'm able to reach into that person in depthness. Outside is too shallow. Inside is what I connect with. And in order for you to be very, very meaningful with relationships and understanding where people are, I can't stress this enough. Getting connected with someone inside out. And one thing I respect what the first caller said was he's not looking at, you know, any type of color lines, and he doesn't look at the superficial piece. And I can respect him for that. And we as people, that's what we need to look at. We have to learn to connect with one another emotionally. If we connect emotionally, guess what happens? Everything just flows. Flows muy bueno, very well. And that's why people have difficulty with relationships, because they're not connecting emotionally. But we need to connect emotionally. And just remember, I'm going to leave you with this because it's my time is up. Emotional loving and sexual loving, they tend to go hand in hand, with both enhancing the other. So be thirsty for the emotional loving, and then the sexual loving will come and flow very simple. So I'm Chat with Dr. Black. I enjoyed being on air this evening. I enjoyed having Donald as my board person. Thank you so much. And for those of you who will be connecting with me in about week after next, I'm every other week. And I'll be looking forward to you calling me on 1-888-429-5471 when I'm back on air. And remember, I'm going to be talking about suicide prevention, and I'm going to add in relationships with that on my last Sunday of the month. But if you're in need to speak with me prior to me being back on air, I'm at www.chatwithdrblack.com. All one word, Chat with Dr. Black. Reach out and touch me. The number is 1-888-886-7905. And the number is there on my website. I love people. I love you. Thank you so much for tuning in with me. I look forward to us meeting again in another week after next. And for those of you who have listened in, I want to say thank you so much. Make sure you tell your friends to listen in. Have them reach out and touch. Have them hear what you're able to hear and get what you're able to get. And as I'm signing off, I want to say be blessed this week. Have a wonderful week. And remember, ask five people tomorrow, how are they doing? And see how they just bright, their faces light up. So I want to say God bless you. I love you. And I look forward to talking with you again week after next. Goodbye.